Kaler Farms, and Jackie Kaler joins us. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon. I think it's afternoon, though.
It's here, no, it's 20 minutes to noon here in La La Land.
Back home, though, it is.
Yes, it's 1:40, almost 1:41 right. Back home. So
Nap time.
You know, I'm thinking about it. We're right across from where everybody has a nice kind of a beautiful lunch served here.
Chicken today.
Oh, wow. It's nice. Commodity Classic 2018. It is it is probably the classiest show I've ever been to.
It's the classiest and the cleanest, probably.
This is true, yes. No sweat, no blowing dust.
No rain.
Yes.
But people are in suits. It's like all...
Yes, but this arena and most of the convention centers that Commodity Classic is held in is about the size of Big Iron.
It is. Oh, yeah. This is... I would say Big Iron is pretty close to the size.
Almost fit in here. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is massive. You can walk and walk and walk and walk.
And find all your toys. Your new trinkets.
And everything is here. And, you know, and there is a combine here. I can't imagine these huge equipment manufacturers driving these things down the interstate in L.A., getting them into the convention center here. But they did it.
We actually, they must have to park someplace away from here and some of these guys, because we watched the combine drive down. We're on Catella Avenue. It's like the middle road by Disneyland. So it's like, here's this combine driving down the middle of the road in California traffic. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, did you flag him down and get him to use a Kaler Cornstalk guide on
it? He didn't have a head on, so it would be hard to know if it was for corn or soybeans or whatever they were going.
Well, that's the way these farm shows are. I mean, it's a vanilla combine. You can put whatever.
Well, it was red, but it was a red combine, but we had no head on it, so we didn't know what kind of product it was going to combine.
But a lot of guys who have red blood and drive nothing but red, they've got your Kaler Cornstalk guy.
They do, because our product is black.
Yeah.
Black goes with everything, so. Yeah. We also know that black UHMW will not lose its properties, whereas the other colors, you know, people say, well, can we get red ones to match our combine heads? Well, the UHMW, as it changes colors, it will change its properties, and the sunlight will affect it, or wear will affect it differently, whereas the black, it won't.
Right.
So it will, again, last forever. If you had your combine for that long.
Right. Well, and some guys try to... I've talked to some people who have totally overhauled their combine this winter just because it's a couple bucks to buy a new one.
Yep. That's
and it ain't cheap to overhaul one either.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But keeping the combine head working efficiently and getting more cobs in the hopper and through the combine and not in the field, that's the goal.
That is true. That's the goal. Okay, just a minute. I'm going to just tell this gentleman I'm going to talk to him.
All right, go ahead. So,
sir?
Yeah, it is a busy show here. And and Jackie's doing double duty here.
I'm doing double duty.
Good thing you're a mom, because you can do two things at once. See, I couldn't be able to do that.
You can't see what I'm doing, but, you know, it's like, you learn how to do more than one thing at a time.
Got
to
juggle all that. Yep. So, I don't know where are you from, sir? Kentucky. All right. Well, I know you grow corn in Kentucky because they make some liquid stuff out of that. Pardon me?
Yeah.
1800. So, all right. Well, and you got great bluegrass music there, too. So, all righty. John Griffith is going to visit with Jackie. We'll cut you loose, Jackie, so you can visit with the Griffith folks from Mayfield, Kentucky.
Oh, my relatives live close to Mayfield. Or my husband's relatives live in Paducah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yep.
All righty.
They actually live
You're on the radio now in North Dakota. So, so tell us a little bit about the Mayfield farm. What do you grow there?
Corn, wheat, and soybeans.
Yeah.
This time we made a 319 bushel corn gores yield. So we're really enthused about that.
Yeah, are you one of the state winners? Or
yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations on that. So you're going to, is the banquet tonight or when is that?
We actually had a breakfast this morning, and a banquet is tonight.
All right.
For the national winners.
All right. Congratulations, John Griffith, Mayfield, Kentucky. 319 bushels. How'd you do that?
Well, a little experience. We've entered corn growers since 1998. So, and we won mostly, you know, state entries every year. So.
All right. Well, way to go. I'm happy for you. So you got to the banquet.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay, and Jackie Kaler is going to take good care of him here as for a corn stalk guy. 319, he's going to save a lot of corn. So, all right, we've got a skedaddle. We will be back with you, Jay Myers, after the break right here from Commodity Classic 18. This is Farm Talk.